This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thrill, what day is it, my friend?
Today's Monday.
It is, and it's National Kiss of Ginger Day.
The Mints of Top 10.
All right. All right, ladies.
The Mints of Top 10.
And on this wonderful National Kiss of Ginger Day, I have taken the extensive research to basically just oogle out a bunch of redheads. So what we have here are the top 10 most attractive pop culture gingers according to AI, because that's what I typed in.
Oh, AI. All right. Because if Ed Sheeran makes the list, it is wrong.
Oh, no. These are all very kissable people.
Can we guess?
Sure.
Nicole Kidman.
Is Taylor Swift considered a redhead?
Taylor Swift is not considered a redhead, not on this list. Okay. Nicole Kidman is number 9 on the list there.
I don't necessarily find her attractive, but she's been in Hollywood long enough. Someone must have Julia Roberts.
A longstanding icon with striking red hair. Julia Roberts, not on the list. It was on a different list, though, that featured her from Pretty Woman, where she was
a redhead. People say Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran is not on this list. These are all actresses.
Even AI is like, come on!
Some iconic fictional characters. You got Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
She's underage.
She's 16, right. Like,
Jesus.
Other than Gene Simmons, I don't know what else. Other notable mentions, Deborah Messing showed up on the list. From
Will and Grace. All right.
Gillian Anderson, iconic as Scully in The X-Files.
Right. Scully.
Kate Mara. Lindsay Lohan.
Kate Mara. What do I know Kate Mara's name?
You know Kate Mara's name.
I know her name. I just...
I don't remember what all she's been in. You know her, though.
Okay. Yeah, I looked at the picture of the offer. She doesn't have red hair.
How about Sacha Baron Cohen's ex-wife?
Isla Fisher. You are correct, Miles. She was in Wedding Crashers. She was in Now You See Me, I believe, is the movie series that with the magicians.
Oh, she the woman in the main female lead?
Correct.
Okay.
Crazy redhead. Gillian Anderson comes in at number 10 on the list. Gillian Anderson. Oh, wait a minute. Doggone it. I knew that was going to happen. I reset the thing, and so then it sent me all these different ones, but I'm going to go back to the list that I sent Tim. There you are. Okay. Molly Ringwald comes in at number 10 on the list.
Well, she's still very attractive.
She is. She still looks great.
Yeah, she looks great.
Nicole Kidman came in at number 9. Christina Hendricks. Came in at number 8.
Mm. Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah, from Mad Men.
Yeah.
What was her character's name on Mad Men? She was the...
I've never seen it, Mike, but I know who she is.
I think Ruby might have been her name. Played off the red hair. I agree with you. Famous for Mad Men, known for her glamorous red locks, and she is kissable.
Something else, too, I feel like.
Oh, yeah?
Not just the red hair.
Might be.
Might be a couple things. I don't know. Just saying.
Might be a couple assets there that...
Correct.
People take notice of.
Yeah.
Beyond the gorgeous head, red hair. Bryce Dallas Howard.
I mean, she's plain looking but cute.
Oh, okay.
She's not ugly by any stretch. I'm just saying, overall, like if she walked in now.
Plain looking, though.
Yeah. Pretty plain looking.
Okay.
You disagree?
I find her to be attractive, yes.
I find her attractive. I'm just saying, I do find her attractive. I don't find her stunning. I'm not like, oh my God, she's beautiful. Certainly attractive. I'd hit that is my point. But, fairly plain.
Well, redheads are naturally beautiful. They don't need a lot of makeup. A lot of them.
Exactly.
The majority of them.
100%. I'm going to screw up her last name. Karen Gillan, popular for her roles in Doctor Who and Marvel. The thing is that who she played in Marvel, you cannot tell who she is, nor that she's
wearing like all the makeup and stuff.
She was Nebula. She was.
Yeah, we're not.
You know what? Green Chick's sister.
I did Google her once. Honest to God, because I'm looking at her face and I'm like, she's got to be good looking, and she is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stunningly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even green. Like, well, I'm not out.
Again, these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
10 most attractive redheads, pop culture redheads, according to AI there. Isla Fisher does come in at number 5 on the list, who we talked about. Appreciated for her comedic timing and beauty.
Yeah.
She was funny. She plays a good psycho.
Yeah.
I mean, right, in Wedding Crashers, man, that's a great role. She does play an absolute psycho.
My favorite, Amy Adams, shows up at number 4.
Okay, again, to me, she's like Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah, she's the next step for me, man. I find her gorgeous.
But then again, you like a woman that looks like a halibut.
Mm.
Just saying.
Recognized for her warm, captivating presence. She was in Talladega Nights.
The Arrival.
There was one with, who was it, Mark Wahlberg? I don't remember. There was a.
That means it was bad.
There was a fighter movie that she was in.
Okay.
I'm kind of the feeling people don't find redheaded dudes attractive.
Ed Sheeran.
Who was the guy? Who was the Ron Howard? Bryce Dallas Howard's father.
There you go.
Clint Howard.
All very attractive men.
Yeah. known for being attractive.
Yes. Jessica Chastain comes in at number 3 on the list. Often praised for her classic Hollywood appeal. Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
That makes sense.
Julianne Moore, number 2 on the list.
All right.
Celebrated for her sophisticated, commanding beauty.
Sure, sure.
To me, that's what like redheads look like.
Yeah. I get what you mean. Like, that would be the stereotype of what a good-looking, redheaded woman looks like, Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
And she doesn't mind getting naked in movies, so I will say that. Kind of gives her the edge with me. I'm not going to lie about it. Like, okay.
That's fair. It was weird seeing her step in after Jodie Foster as Clarice on for the Hannibal franchise.
Yeah.
It just felt like that was a weird bridge.
But who else would you get if you can't get Jodie Foster?
I don't know.
You know?
Was that her power move? Like, you're not going to get anybody to replace me?
Those were also prequels, though, right?
Yeah, so maybe, most of those are prequels.
Are they going for the younger version kind of thing?
I think Hannibal was a sequel.
Hannibal.
Okay.
You look good.
Exactly.
Hannibal.
Hannibal. Hannibal.
That's something to tell you.
When Mr. T meets Hannibal, like, Hannibal. Look good in those pants, Hannibal.
I'll get in a plane for you.
Oh, doggone it.
Pain. All right.
Pain. And then the last and final actress here that AI considers the most attractive redhead in pop culture, Emma Stone.
All right.
Known for her vibrant red hair and charisma.
And big eyes.
Did I miss the beginning of this?
She's got big ass eyes. This is not an insult. She's got big eyes, man.
She does.
I mean, like.
Very noticeable.
Was there just not any dudes on the list?
No. It's all actresses.
Oh, it is just actresses.
Yeah.
Why don't you Google, like, sexy redheaded men?
Go ahead.
Well,
you know what?
Famous redheads.
All right.
And it comes up with basically Mike's list.
What about Prince Harry?
And then it's just like, Ed Sheeran's in there.
Because he has to be.
Sexy redheaded pop culture men.
I mean, Ed Sheeran has to get a pass.
Did you
he's
mean
so
women?
Famous,
because
right?
he's famous, but and I make
there's
this
a lot
argument.
Of rock stars. Okay. If you just looked at their looks,
Michael Fassbender shows up on the list. This is Ranker that has this one. So Michael okay. Fassbender's number one, which I don't know if I'd consider him redhead. Sam Heughan, which I'm looking at him, that's not red hair.
What about our guy? What about Sam Darnold?
Very attractive man.
Yeah.
Is he?
Well, John Ryan.
He's not a bad-looking guy. John Ryan.
Sam Darnold, I met him in person. He's good-looking. Well, I was staring at him. He was in the same room.
Prince, so you didn't meet him.
No,
you were
I
just
didn't
staring
meet
at him.
Prince
I was just
Harry?
Looking at him. I think Prince Harry's a good-looking dude. You can put him on that list.
Oh, you know who wasn't on the list that should have been was Allison Hannigan.
Yeah, she's funny, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cameron Monaghan. He played the Joker in what's it called?
It's a good-looking
dude. Series. Okay.
Yeah.
He was, you know this kid. So that's I suppose he counts. Everybody else is like borderline blonde, in my opinion.
They're doing the best they can.
Eric
Mike.
Stoltz. You can't tell me that's an attractive
Eric
man.
Stoltz. It's a stretch.
Ewan McGregor. Not redheaded. He's Scottish. Come on. Toby Stevens. What?
Ewan McGregor, if he is redhead, though, should be on the list.
Domhnall Gleeson. No, he's not attractive. Seth Green. Funny.
Come on.
Not who I'd call attractive.
You
sorry,
might as well just
Seth.
Say 10 redheaded dudes in Hollywood.
Well, Robert Redford.
You got a shallow pool here, and he's dead.
He is. He's dead. He's gone. Paul Bettany. Not a redhead.
Robert Redford.
He's dead.
He's the hottest one we got. He's not even alive.
He's not alive.
Jesus.
And last we saw his hair was gray.
I'm over it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.